Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So we get so many texts every day at the moment saying, play Rage Against the Machine. Annoy Simon Cowell, get it to Christmas number one. And one of those texts just got through to Greg's 10-minute takeover, and he just played King in Hilly in the Name Of. I think I know how Cowell might scupper this, though.
How's that?
He'll get the X Factor winner to do Killing in the Name Of as the winner's song.
Oh my God, I'm doing Killing in the Name Of. That would actually be very funny.
It would. I'd love to hear Stace doing that. Right, so it's us. You can hear us on Radio 1, and you can also see us at Radio 1 online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's day two of Access All Areas. There are cameras flipping everywhere. And Becky is wearing a special suit for you.
Did she?
At the moment. Have you not noticed?
No.
It's normal today.
Oh, is that not?
No.
How rude are you?
God, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry about him, Becky.
Go online and see if you notice anything different. I'm really sorry. I don't want to offend you.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Right, I've got the new Vampire Weekend track coming next, which is called Cousins.
You know that... I'm squeaking a bit today.
You just sound like you're golfed.
That outfit is so not practical for doing a radio show.
You know on the Vampire Weekend... I can't even speak.
I just had to put her headphones on for her. She can't move, lover. Oh, God.
It's not even funny what I'm going to say. Right. You know on that Vampire Weekend...
Right, just, you need to get out of that.
In the Cousins song, when have you ever, he goes, you and your cousins and me and your cousins, when have you ever been anywhere with your cousins and bumped into your mate who's also with their cousins?
Very good point, never.
Yeah.
You're from Somerset, how can you say that?
But now, what are you saying there? What are you saying?
I'm going to get back to squeaking in
I'm
the corner.
I'm only joking. Could you, like, move away? It's really annoying.
Some of their cousins are also their brothers.
The video for this is very good. Look at that now. I've got it on. You can see it at vampireweekend.com.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, and it would sound rubbish if I did. Becky just came up with some technical term for it, which is obviously some cameraman talk that she's picked up from somewhere. Oh, I think that's done on a jib.
A track, I said.
Oh, sorry, a track. I've no idea. But go and have a look at the video at vampireweekend.com because it's ace. And this is the track. It's Cousins.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
The weird thing about this Access All Areas stuff that we're doing is things that you do every day, like Becky, who has a drink and then kind of washes it round her mouth and then makes her cheeks bulge with it like that. You notice that actually people are really picking up on things like that on the text. And
can
it just kind of happens in here
can
every day.
You see it in that much detail, can you?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Why? What have you been doing?
I haven't been doing anything.
I'm worried about what I've been doing upstairs earlier.
Really?
I ate a whole cheese.
Yeah, and you didn't eat it normally. Like, you know when you get a cheese in a ball and you peel off the rind and then cut it into chunks?
I was just spooning myself cheese.
And then ate it like a yoghurt. And then, for the
rest of the day... Then realised the camera was on.
How do you eat a hard cheese like a yoghurt?
With a spoon?
Just with a spoon, and he just sort of kept hacking into it, and he's got all green rind all around his fingernails now.
I'm so class.
You two are really pleasant eaters and drinkers, aren't you?
Yeah. So it's Access... Thanks for that slurp.
Pleasure.
It's Access All Areas all this week at BBC Radio 1. You can see bits of us that you have never seen before. Some of you may have, but most of you...
No, I can't imagine only the chosen few have ever seen you eating a cheese like a yoghurt.
I didn't mean that. But there's six different cameras, so you can see us in the studio. Hello. You can see the live lounge. That's we can see the bit where Chappers sits at the moment.
No, you can't.
Can you not?
No.
Have you turned it around?
No, you've never been able to see that bit, I don't know.
You've turned it around. You didn't want to see you. And also, you can look at the night team office... Now, at the moment, I can see they're getting ready for their shows. Click on the night team office now, if you're online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. And I think I can see Hugh Stevens there. Give us a wave, Hugh. Can you see Hugh giving us a wave?
Yeah, I can see 17 versions of him.
Yeah. All waving away, look at him.
That's the most excited I've ever seen that office.
I know, but the thing is, they had a lot of time on their hands earlier, so they thought, we'll just make some masks. I think it's effective.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. podcast.
Lucy in Glasgow says, does Chappers not want to be there? He seems to leave during the songs. He's very busy. He's got sport to do.
My sport computer's in a different room to where to the studio, so that's where I go.
And that's, I mean, that's why the sport is always so good at 4:30.
Well, now
you
what you
never
you're
hear
saying?
The same bulletin twice, do you, Scott?
No. What do you mean,
well,
what
you
am I saying?
Because you never pay attention to any of them.
It's all noise to me.
Yeah, I know.
You could have been reading the same sport ever since you started and we wouldn't know.
If you, seriously,
thanks
if, you'd
very much.
If you'd read the same one every day for as many years, we wouldn't even know.
Right.
I don't, would we? Apart from maybe the men's semis gag when you do that for Wimbledon.
Yeah, okay.
Right, what's
although,
the
to be fair, the men's semi-gag is the same bulletin repeated over the past 9 years.
Yes.
We know it was different this year because David Garrido talked over it, didn't he? And spoiled
it
a bit.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that's
that,
why
yeah.
we noticed that this year.
Yes. Anybody else you want to have a pop at?
At 5:30 tonight, it's... Oh, what's occurring? It's a good one tonight, featuring one of the big stars from The X Factor, some toilet, and me, apparently. I don't know what that one is, but we'll find out at 5:30.
You in some toilets
They're
with one
connected.
Of the big stars of The X Factor?
They're not connected.
Has that story got out?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Why are you holding up a sign for the cameras?
Because every time I bend over, they get a good view.
Which you've just done again.
If you do say so yourself.
So I did a little sign saying, it's irony, Chappers. Sorry, you have to keep looking at my bum.
Oh, well, that's good of you. Now, something very exciting is happening on Radio 1 on Christmas Day, and it's called the Tinsel Takeover. You can become a Radio 1 DJ. We've set up cameras all over the place in the studio so you can see what we actually do. And I bet you're thinking, I could do that. That's right. Greg's on between 6 and 10 on Christmas Day morning. And then between 10 and 4, 24 Radio 1 listeners, that's you, will get your own 15-minute show. So you've got to introduce some records, come up with a good idea for your show, and you could be one of the 24 people recording your own show on Radio 1. Now, some people here have very kindly found some clips of my first ever show on Radio 1.
Oh.
The idea of this, I guess, is to illustrate how easy it is, because you will laugh at them and go, he was rubbish on his first show.
And how everybody has to start somewhere.
Yeah. So would you like to hear my first ever link on Radio 1?
On Radio 1, yeah.
Do we really have to do this?
Well,
this is awful.
Were you really posh still at this point or not?
Was your voice still quite high?
I was never posh. I just tried to make my voice posh on air.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. See what we think, if I sound any different. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Hello. Good morning. This is Scott Mills. New bloke on early breakfast.
Whoa, whoa, blah.
Really,
it is
whoa.
Posh.
Is it?
Yeah, you're still doing that.
Whoa, whoa.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You're also pausing after every three words.
I was so nervous.
I know.
Yes.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Good morning, this is Scott Mills, new bloke on early breakfast. And this is the point where everybody you know is listening to you to see what the first thing you ever say on Radio 1 is. And they've set their alarm especially for 5 to 4. Okay, you lot, go back to bed now, you sad anoraks. Now that's not a very nice thing to say, is it, on your first show?
What, abuse the audience?
Yeah.
You sound exactly like my friend who used to present a show called The Love Zone.
Do I?
Yeah.
What happened on that?
Just like, you know, like love requests and stuff. But he had that same sort of DJ voice.
Radio 1 or The Love Zone. So yeah, I told them all to go back to bed, all the listeners.
You sad anoraks.
The thing is, they never let me say anything edgy like that on Heart. So, just thought I'd go for it, you know.
Go back to bed now, you sad anoraks.
That's horrible.
It's not that bad.
You've said worse.
Can you remember the first ever song you played?
Yes.
What was it?
Missing by Everything But the Girl. Oh, God.
It's 4:08. Cardigan's My Favourite Game, and Everything But the Girl Missing kicked us off.
Yes, it was that one.
Yes.
That kicked us off. Oh, God. So you could do this, listeners.
This is the new single from the Beastie Boys, and then I'll tell you about our brand new phone number here at Radio 1, which you can call us for everything from now on.
Ready?
Wow, that's brilliant.
So, let me get this right. On your first show, you trailed ahead.
Yes.
To giving out the phone number.
Yeah.
Did you think people wouldn't listen through the Beastie Boys if they didn't know that the new phone number was coming?
Well, I remember being quite excited because, obviously, this was the first 10 minutes of my show was the first time you could use this brand new phone number, and I wanted to tell the world.
Is this something that you've always done? Because you do it in real life as well. Do you know about this?
What?
You trail ahead to things. Like, you'll walk into a room and you'll go, oh, I bought some amazing things at the shops earlier.
Tell you more in a second.
Minute.
Yeah. I do that, yeah.
So have you done it since you were a kid, or did you just...
I just think it's because I've done a lot of... I've been on radio for a while, so...
Were you excited because that was the Radio 1 number was changing from 01 to 071?
Oh, that's mean.
That's mean.
That would make him about 38.
Yeah, and I'm not. Anyway, if you'd like to be part of Radio 1 yourself and you could be one of our DJs on Christmas Day... Then, if you go online, you've already just done this, haven't you?
Yes, you just go on and fill out a little form. It won't take you too long. Answer a few questions, and then you might be on Radio 1 as well.
Okay. And what do I have to do? Like, just to come
just
up with
like
an idea?
Name and address and some... It's about 100 words on what you put on your show, I think.
Okay.
They're just laughing at you over there, saying that...
Stop being so
you'd have to be put through
I'm
via
sorry.
The exchange
I'm sorry,
the one
that doesn't speak is doing impressions at me of lots of old phones. It's quite a talent he has, though.
Right, go online, and if you want to be part of the Tinsel Takeover on Christmas Day, you get your own 15-minute show.
Are you going to play the link that has the new phone number on? Are we going to hear it?
No.
Oh!
I know, I remember explaining it for a very long time, though. Yeah. Right, yeah, so go online. If you want to have your own 15-minute show, then we can make that happen on Christmas Day. How cool is that? Becky, tell me how impressed... Between 1 and 10, 1 being not impressed at all, 10 being really very impressed indeed, that you are with my Christmas tree decoration this year.
Oh, 11.
Thank you.
I hate people that do that, so 10. Very, very, very impressed.
Thank you.
It is amazing. Where can people see it?
You can go to unofficialmills.co.uk and look up Scott's Subo Angel.
This is a homemade wonder.
Yeah. It took 2 hours last night. Just found a picture of Susan Boyle off the internet. One of the pictures, you know, like most famous pictures of her. Print it out on a... I'm just doing a kind of Blue Peter style thing here if you want to do it yourself.
You're going to do a make.
Print it out on an A4 piece of paper. Then simply cut round Subo's head and hands. Attach angel wings. And
oh,
then,
that's classy.
And then attach to top of Christmas tree. Now, I have to say, that is my best Christmas tree for years. And don't you look happy to be out there?
She's really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the whole tree, which is actually my best tree apart from the Subo theme, because some of them have been awful in the past, just because me and my flatmate had some wine and then tried to decorate them.
You really didn't decorate that tree.
Honestly, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. I promise you I did.
That's been done by someone way more artistic.
No, I did. Well, okay, I put the tinsel on.
Yeah, that's slightly on the wonk.
You can also see a close-up of Subo looking happy on the top of my tree.
She loves it up there.
I know. She's so happy. Go to Unofficial Mills if you want to see that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Now, tomorrow, if you've ever wondered how the songs on Radio 1 get chosen, you will find out, because it's Access All Areas all this week, exactly how that happens and how they put the playlist together, which are the songs that you hear every day on Radio 1. And what we're going to do with our Timmy Trendy song that we're about to play is we are going to make that up for playlist discussion tomorrow, because they have a big meeting upstairs and lots of producers and stuff sit down with the head of music and they kind of decide what's going to go on the playlist, what stays on and what, sadly, has to be binned off. So we're going to have George, the actual head of music at Radio 1, on this show about this time tomorrow, and he will be coming fresh from the playlist meeting and he will tell us whether Timmy and the song Bang on Trend has been successful or not in making the Radio 1 playlist this week.
Are you confident?
There's no debate, really, is there? It's bound to go on.
I don't know.
Isn't it?
But in order to... Well, you don't know.
It's a classic.
In order to help him...
There can be a law unto themselves at times.
I think what we should do now is insert some subliminal messages into the song. Okay?
Okay.
You know I've got this thing on the phone which reverses your speech.
Yeah.
On my phone. So if I record this now, put Timmy Trendy on the playlist. Okay, I've recorded that in. And then we can
it's
reverse
it. It's a bit obvious at the moment, isn't it?
No.
It's not that subliminal.
Elias, but not in there, so you missed stuff.
Right.
Right, you see?
Yeah.
So that's me saying that, only backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do is add them into the track so that when George, the head of music, hears this, subliminally, he will think, oh, I need to put this on the playlist. It increases our chances, I think.
Nice.
I think it's a dead cert now.
Like you're thinking.
Unless he's listening now, in which case that's messed it up.
He goes home at 5.
Does he? Okay, excellent. He certainly won't be listening in his car. So, it's bang on.
No,
trend.
That's because he'll have all future releases on his CD listening to those.
It's bang on trend. It's Timmy Trendy. Can we have a go and see if we can insert the messages now, if we play it? All right, so we're going to play the track for you.
You're going to mix it live?
I'm going to mix it live.
OMG.
Wish me luck.
Silly us, but not eating our scheme stuff.
Fabulous! Straight out of Stoke-on-Trent, a stylist to the stars. I'm a god of new couture, ambassador of Vogue, of Pret-a-Manger fashions, front row at catwalk shows.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
I don't do fashion, darling, I am fashion.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
My name is Timmy Trendy.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
Bang
on trend, he gives us fashion to die for. Cause he's so bang on
trend.
Fat or slender, gender bendy, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Listen, darling, comprehend me. Some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Celebrities all recommend me. Get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
Trendy. Silly us, but not eating our scheme is.
Thank you for calling Timmy Trendy.
Hi, Timmy, it's Gok Wan here. Listen, babe.
Gok, darling, haven't seen you since Close Show Live. Sorry I had to dash, was running to Milano to steal Jenny Faulkner. How are you, darling?
Listen, I'm a fashion icon. I've got nothing to wear. I'm gutted. Help me.
Darling, this season is all about leather panel jumpers and transparent jumpers.
Gorgeous. Fabulous.
Listen to Timmy, darling, and you'll be bang on trend.
Thank you very much.
Now gawk off, darling. I'm making a hit record.
Bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for. Us fashion to die for, cause he's so bang on
trend.
Silly us, but not eating our scheme stuff.
Fat or slender, gender bendy, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Listen, darling, comprehend me. Get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
See you in the charts, darling.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for. Cause he's so bang on.
Fabulous!
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
Watch out, Will Young, Timmy's the new king of pop.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
Oh, I'm getting good at this.
Cause he's so bang on
trend.
Silly us, but not eating our scheme stuff.
I think the backwards messages will help it
Definitely.
Get onto the playlist. Mike on the A30 loves it. Lee in Belfast says, how can we get this? Wasn't half bad until the vocal came on. from someone else. That's from Andy. Loving it more this time. It's a grower. Says another Andy in his van in Peterborough. That was Bang on Trend by Timmy Trendy. The idea is tomorrow on Access All Areas, we try and get that on the Radio 1 playlist. They will present it and they'll play it in the meeting, and then George, the head of music...
We'll
put it on the playlist. We'll come here around this time tomorrow and probably tell us no. But you'll see how the playlist works anyway. Go online if you want to see us. It's Access All Areas this week. There's cameras everywhere at Radio 1. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And tomorrow, if you love it and you love TT... News on how you can get that as a free download. Yeah, very good, eh? And the Facebook group, Get Timmy Trendy to Number One at Christmas, now has nearly 400 members. Impressive.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Yesterday we were talking about VoiceOver Man. You know he's on absolutely everything at the moment, as we illustrated yesterday. Including that really over-the-top X Factor intro that you did the other night.
Last night, they... battled. Four plays in the final.
It's quite similar to your first ever link on, isn't it? Isn't it quite similar to your first ever link?
Hello, welcome to Radio 1.
Just pauses in really
odd places.
Natural places.
But he is on everything, as we said yesterday. You switch over, there he is on Never Mind the Buzzcocks.
So, round one, and we begin with...
Guess who?
Well, it's you, isn't it? Because you're on everything. Really?
A massive exclusive!
Hardly, now is it? Do you know what? I know where I'll be safe. If I put Paul O'Grady on, he won't be on there, will he?
Tonight, Westlife, Anthony Cotton, and Hedgehogs with Nick Baker.
What more could you want?
I know, I still think that's one of the best lineups a show has ever had.
I need to watch that again.
Now, voiceover man has his own Fly on the Wall documentary series.
Oh,
really?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bit like Kerry Katona did one.
Well, I'm aware of it. I didn't watch it.
No.
Strangely enough.
Do they have similar lives, voiceover man and Kerry Katona?
Yeah. Katie and Peter, the next chapter.
Yeah.
All those.
Well, there's a Sarah Harding one now, isn't there?
There is going to be a Sarah Harding one, yeah. And it just follows them around at home. Here's a bit of it now.
Coming into the kitchen, live, it's me, voiceover man, in a dressing gown.
Now, we all want to see that, don't we? He just does.
I'll get back to you on that one.
He does like the things that you and I do every day, and in that voice.
Why not have some chocopots this morning?
Oh, no thanks. It's time.
Pop-Tart?
To taste.
Muffin.
The muesli.
And that's him choosing his breakfast in the morning.
Chavis is trying so hard not to laugh.
It's time to taste the muesli.
That is a good one. I'll give him that.
Here he is, just hanging around at home.
Look, I know you're the voice of Saturday Night TV, but you've forgotten how to talk in any other way.
Poppycock!
That's him forgetting how to talk when he's at home. It's good.
Yeah.
It's time to taste the muesli. It's tickled you, isn't it?
It's very good, is that? Very clever. I like that.
If you want to see more of Voiceover Man's life and his Fly on the Wall documentary, go to my pages, and if you look really hard enough, you'll find it. It's quite complicated.
Why is it so complicated?
Do you know what?
Let me have a look.
The new website is so good, I put it up there and I can't even find it now. I think you click on Scott's face,
right,
and then click on...
Is it me, or did this used to be a lot easier, this kind of thing?
It's a lot easier. Then you click on next show, even though it's today's show and we're doing it now. Then you click on the bit that says Tuesday, and then it says, ever wondered what it's like to live with voiceover man? If you want to get there faster, just go to
next
BBC.
Show.
bbc.co.uk/programs/B00P66QD, and the link is at the bottom.
I can't find it. You ought to have heard what Becky was saying off-air about the website. You'll be able to on Thursday.
On Thursday, you'll be able to because...
Oh, don't. It's really good.
It is good. You'll be able to hear everything that we say while the records are on by going to Radio 1 Online. Access all errors, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along, send me your scores. 81199 is our text number.
What's occurring?
See, I only mentioned the text number once there, unlike my first show on Radio 1 where I mentioned the new phone number a lot more. OK, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, chappers, when you go off to the loo, disappear off for a while, don't you?
Yeah, not that. Yes.
Apart from the obvious, what do you do in there?
What do I do in there?
Read the paper, crossword?
Sometimes read the paper, yeah, depends.
Bit of Sudoku.
No, not really. It depends what time of day it is and how long I have to be on the toilet.
Becky, do you ever multitask?
I've got on the advice of my boyfriend's mum, I've got a really rubbish book in there. And I phoned her up and said, what should I do with it? I want to stop reading it. She said, just put it in the toilet. You read it 5 minutes every now and then, eventually you'll finish it. So that's been going about 7 months now.
Okay. Do you often ask your mother-in-law for toilet advice?
No, she'd already read it, and I said, shall I give up now? And she went, toilet book, put it in there.
Oh, so, right, okay.
That's what I've done.
Is it really a bad book, then?
Yeah, it's not very good.
But you do have a read every time you go in?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Even
what
if
is
it's
it?
Just a paragraph, I'm not going to tell you.
Tell us what it is.
No, because it's rubbish.
Tell us.
Tell us what it is.
No. I can't say. It's rude, isn't it? Well, I guess it's just my personal opinion.
It's a rude book.
It's not a rude book, but it's rude to the person who wrote it.
Is it written by anybody we know? Is it written by anybody we know?
One of Glenn's books.
No, it's not. And it's not written by anyone we know. It's a rubbish crime thriller thing.
Okay, good.
But rude.
No, there's nothing rude about it.
Well, listen, everyone. We went onto Stupid Street earlier, and we asked them...
What book does Becky read on the toilet?
We asked them, apart from the obvious, what do you do on the loo? What do you think the most popular thing they did was?
Text.
Good answer.
Thanks very much.
Becky.
Reading.
Okay, let's find out. We asked the people of Stupid Street, what do you do on the toilet apart from the obvious?
Hello.
Apart from the obvious, what else would you normally do on the toilet?
Text my mate Rob, probably.
That it? Just a text?
Yeah, probably. I just probably text him, let him know what I'm doing.
Probably sing to myself. Bit of Michael Jackson, maybe?
What else do you do on the loo?
Sing. Lots and lots. Yeah, mate. Not very well. Bit of Britney Spears or something, you know what I mean?
What would you normally do when you're on the loo?
File my heels.
I beg your pardon?
That's good. File my heels.
What? How does that work?
It works like this.
How long does this normally take?
Oh, I don't know. About 5 to 7 minutes.
Apart from the obvious, what else would you normally do on the toilet?
Just check that I've not got any lumps and stuff sometimes, just to make sure I've not got lumps, yeah. Always check the lumps, for the lumps. Not check the lumps as in I have lumps, I don't have any lumps.
Nothing else, just lump checking.
Just lump checking.
Good advice.
There he is.
Hi.
Hi.
Apart from the obvious, what else do you do on the toilet?
Nothing, get off and on as quick as I can. We've got a massive throw and it's too high, my feet dangle.
Apart from the obvious, what do you normally do on the toilet?
Build a Lego house.
I'm sorry, what? A Lego house?
A Lego house. Passes the time.
Do you have Lego in the bathroom or do you take it with you?
Take it with me.
But what would you normally do on the toilet other than the obvious?
At the toilet?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm in the toilet and sometimes I go to the loo, yeah, like...
I've once faked tanned on the toilet before. That's really bad, I know, but...
How did that work?
It didn't really.
You can't get even coverage like that.
No, you get yourself in all
filing
sorts
your
of
heels
trouble.
Is
what
good.
Is that?
Now, can you explain that? Because you nodded as if you knew exactly what that was, and then you gave me a demonstration.
Basically, it's you get, you know, the dry skin on the back of your heels if you wear, like, flip-flops and stuff.
Right, yeah.
You just file it down with a special heel filer.
A heel filer?
Yeah. It's just like a big cheese grater for feet.
Minging.
Sorry if people are eating.
There'll be somebody who's just started sprinkling some parmesan on their spag bowl.
You could use it. It's a bit like parmesan.
Don't even suggest it.
Fine grater.
Oh, God. Why don't you just pick it off?
Because it's not that sort of skin. It's not a...
Also, the was that guy German? Because I think he thought the question was, do you ever go to the toilet?
At the toilet? Obviously, I'm in the toilet and sometimes I go to the loo, yeah, like...
Good.
Yeah, good.
I actually feel quite sorry for this girl, because I think at some point she is going to fall in.
We've got a massive throw and it's too high. My feet dangle.
Well, imagine that.
Is she a borrower?
Texting was in there.
Excellent.
But then so was reading in there?
No, I don't
think it was. So, Chappers can have that point.
Thank you very much.
What's the kidding?
Next one. You know, earlier on, we were talking about my first ever show on Radio 1. Mm. Well, annoyingly, we're revisiting it again now.
Yes.
And we mentioned that the highlight of my first show here, probably because I was nervous and didn't have much else to say, was how we just got a brand new phone number at Radio 1. But my question to you, how many times during that first ever show did I mention the new phone system? It's a 3-hour show. No, 2.5 hours.
Just felt like three.
Yeah.
12.
For the listeners. 12, Becky.
8.
Oh, God, I think this is going to be high. Right.
27.
No, I don't know. I can't remember. What are you going, 8 or 27?
27.
Let's find out.
Oh!
What's occurring?
This is my first show on Radio 1, and I don't know whether you'd know or not, but we did have a new phone system. This is the new single from the Beastie Boys, and then I'll tell you about our brand new phone number here at Radio 1, which you can call us for everything from now on.
Ready?
And launch their brand new phone system on me. We're going to open our brand new phone line for that soon. If you call us up now, you will be one of the first people, possibly the first person in the UK to try out our brand new system, which you can call us for everything from now on. This is our brand new number, and we don't know whether it works yet, so let me give you the number. Call us and tell us who you are, where you are, what you're doing, which you can call us for everything from now on. And it's much more fun if you call Radio 1. Do you know, I think Desiree might use that in her next song. Radio 1's new direct number. We're going to be taking calls through the next half hour for the chill out tune. If you dial it right now, you might be the very first person through ever. 08 700 100 100. 08 700 100 100. Right now on this number. And once more.
Do we have to play the rest of this?
Yes. 700 yeah. 100 100. 08 700 100 100. And your selection could be on the air within the next 30 minutes.
Desiree rings up.
700 100 100. Is it flashing yet?
No.
Not yet. Great. Which you can call us for.
No one rang.
This is the number 08700 100100.
Right, you've added more onto this.
No,
really?
All the phone people are here now looking kind of important and concerned that it might not be working. Our numbers call is 08700 100100. All right, this is your last chance to call us. Taking calls now on 08700 100100. Our new number for everything here. Or you can just leave a message. This is the Radio 1's brand new number 08700 100100. And your call will be answered. You won't be on hold.
This is our
number. Our little new phone line here, which we started up this morning. Give us a call 08700 100 100.
Give us a call. You can
still no one ringing. Or in the UK to call Radio 1's brand new number. And you can still call it because you get me on there. This is the number for everything now, by the way. You could call and let us know that this highly complicated new piece of technology actually works. Let's call up. Call us. And from now on, you won't need any other number. That one puts you through to us direct here in the studio. Call us and just choose the option you want. Go on, give it a go. Or you can just call 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. You can be one of the first people through. So test it out for us. This has actually been a really good chance for us to try out our new phone system here at Radio 1. Is it flashing yet? No, not yet. Wow.
Aww.
Yeah.
Bless you.
I know. How many was it?
41.
I was like twice every time I spoke. It must be... Right, good.
You actually. I like the way you said, I'm really excited about this brand new piece of technology, like you'd never seen a phone before.
I know. This. Anyway,
you actually couldn't look at us during that.
It awful.
Whilst that was being played, you went to the back of the studio.
I hate it. So Becky gets to the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
I'm a little bit nasal.
Lots of people think you're Australian.
I know. I don't know why I was doing that. You know, Daniel Johnson.
Yeah.
Reading's finest.
Yeah, you got. Booted off the X Factor. A lot of people not happy about that, thinking it was the wrong decision on the weekend.
He was such a nice bloke, though, wasn't he, at the end?
Yeah, he was really nice, yeah.
Oh, really gracious.
I think he's a good bloke. And he has got quite a lot of stick recently, but he's got lots of fans. And in particular, one from the West Country.
Oh, no.
Who's a little bit stalker-esque.
Oh, no.
So, my question. How long would Daniel Johnson stay on the phone to the West Country stalker when I called him up?
I think quite a while. I'm going to go 1.5.
1.5 minutes. Becky?
30 seconds.
But he was... No, longer.
45 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the West Country Stalker, which sounds a bit like me putting on a West Country accent, calling Daniel Johnson from X Factor. This is the new single from the Beastie Boys.
No, that's not it at all. That's me doing the phone number again.
Here's me calling Daniel. God, we don't need it any more than we've already had it, surely.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
OMG, it's you, innit? Daniel!
Hello.
I thought it might be you because it's written down here in that funny way that you spell it.
I know. It's my parents.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm your number one fan, Daniel. I love you on X Factor.
It's nice to hear from my number one fan.
Could you do that thing for me where you know, where you open your mouth really wide so I can see your wisdom teeth? Do that now for me. Go on.
Okay.
Right, I reckon they are the best teeth I've ever seen on a man, and I don't normally look.
See? There you go.
You don't know me, but I just found your number, and I thought I'd just give you a call, and it said Daniel Johnson, and it is you. It's Daniel Johnson off
exactly.
The telly.
Where did you find my number?
It was just on a door, actually.
On the door.
I reckon I'd have to say you are my second favourite ever X Factor character.
Who's character? Who's your first favourite X Factor character?
I mean contestant. My first one.
Yeah.
Conway Sisters.
Conway Sisters.
They're like the chorus, but a bit more rubbish, weren't they? Anyway, can we meet up? Because I'm like your biggest fan.
I'd love to. Where would you like to? Well, you could go to Wimpy.
Will you bring Jedward with you, please?
I'd love to.
Right, in fact, have you got their number so I can just meet up with them?
Yeah.
And if you want to come, you can.
Is that right, if I'm like a plus one? Can
yeah.
I be plus one?
Yeah. I'd love it. I love all X Factors. Anyway, right, I'll keep calling you again and again, and
call
we'll be friends.
You want.
Is that
yeah.
all right?
Of course.
All right, I'm your number one fan, Daniel. We love you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, mate. Bye.
Oh, he's quite
awesome.
Nice.
He's lovely.
Yeah, two whole minutes there, so... Chappers wins today's Oh What's Occurring.
Are you going, go on.
Oh, are you going to go to Wimpy with him?
I was going to say you're going for a bender and a bun.
Probably not, no. But the West Country Stalker will probably call him again at some point. So, well done to Chappers. Let me know your scores, please, on 81199. Thanks.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hi, George in London, who's saying, Scott, help, I don't know what to put on the tinsel takeover form in the what would you do bit. Just put... play music and talk. That'll be fine, George. I reckon you might get on. It's Access All Areas this week. On
good
Radio
knowledge
One.
Of phone numbers. That might help.
Yeah. On Christmas Day, Greg is doing 6 till 10 in the morning. And then between 10 and 4, 24 Radio 1 listeners, which might include you if you want to, will each get the chance to host their own 15-minute show. All to yourself. So if you've ever listened to a show on Radio 1, I doubt this would have happened. If you've ever heard one of our DJs and thought, I can actually do better than that, then here is a chance to make your debut. All you have to do is go online. From the homepage, click on Tinsel Takeover at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You might be on this station on Christmas Day. You'll get your own 15-minute show. Fill in the simple form.
Podcast.
Right, just to prove how easy it is to be a Radio 1 DJ on Christmas Day on the Tinsel Takeover. Becky, are you up for doing the last 15 minutes of this show?
Today?
What do we think? Today? Wanted to speak? Today.
Okay.
Just to prove to you how easy this really is.
Oh, no.
And you could be on for 15 minutes yourself on Christmas Day. And, like, you'll get inspiration from this if you're thinking, oh, no, I don't think I'd be good enough. Listen for the last 15 minutes and, honestly, you'll be fine.
Can I do a trail ahead for my new show?
Go.
OK, coming up from 6:45, music and chat with me, Becky.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, I'm Becky. That was Bobby Holler by Chicane. And before that, it was... Winter Winds by Mumford and Sons. Scott's given me some show time to show how easy it is to present your own show on Radio 1, which you can do if you go to Radio 1 online and click on Tinsel Takeover, fill out a little form, type in music and chat, and you can be on Christmas Day. Chappers.
Phone number.
What's the phone number? Why do you have to give out the phone number?
That's just what you do.
Yeah, that's a bit old school, isn't it? Giving out the phone number. I do give out the. I do know the phone number, but I don't want to give it out because I don't want to talk to anyone.
So build that rapport with your listener. That's the most important thing.
Why would I want to speak to people? I'm doing my show.
You've got to make the listener like you.
We could call me after 7, but I'm not taking calls now.
What, on your mobile? Give that out.
Yeah.
I'm not giving that out.
Okay. Move on.
So, coming up next, coming up at 7 o'clock is Zane Lowe, but before that, it's my favourite song, Baby Burn Me, by 57. I'm going to play it now once I hit this button. Good. Have a baby by me. I think that went well. Hello.
Alex and Diss has been on and says, Becky, why do you say hello whenever you're presenting and a song ends? Alex, it's my catchphrase. I think all good presenters have a catchphrase. Scott, you say love you at the end of every phone call. I just happen to say hello. It's the one I've chosen, so I'm going with it.
It's like you're reintroducing yourself every time.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Really good.
And Paul says, well, this is like Chappers and Dave, only slightly more prepared.
I would agree, yes.
So, what should we do next? Should we talk about what we're doing tonight, Chappers?
No, you're all right.
Scott?
I'm fine, actually. Oh, do you want to know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on Radio 1's review show.
Are
with
you?
Yeah. Ah.
What are you going to be talking about?
All the latest new music releases.
Excellent. What? Any other guests?
Yes.
Who?
Some other people.
You're not being a very nice interviewee. I'm going to be watching the football.
No, I think if you're going to be if you're going to do this, you have to be prepared for your Flo Riders and your Justin Timberlake.
That's true.
Where they might not, and your mini me's, where they're not always going to give.
And your New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, they're not going to give much back. Yeah.
What are you doing tonight, Becky?
Just going to go home and watch some TV, I think. That's about it.
I think you'll be signing autographs outside for a while after this.
Yeah, right, I think it's time for this.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, Pussycat Dolls on Radio 1. This is Becky. It's Access All Areas Week all week on Radio 1. So you're hearing and seeing stuff that you wouldn't normally, including me doing 15 minutes of Scott's show. Because on Christmas Day, you can do the tinsel takeover, which means you can get 15 minutes of Radio 1 all to yourself. Just go online and fill out the form.
Where's the form?
It's at Radio 1 online. They know that. I just said that.
You weren't listening.
On the homepage.
Right, I've got some time to fill before I have to play the next record at 56:27. So
you're not meant to say that.
Have I not?
Mm. You're just meant to cover it smoothly.
Okay. So tonight I am going home to watch TV, but if that fails, I might have to think of a plan B. Speaking of which, here they are.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.